pro-Taliban Islamic groups have for the first time made convincing leads in general elections in Pakistan. Mutahida Majlis-e-Amal is likely to hold the balance of power in a coalition government in two of the country's assemblies, that is in Baluchistan and Northwest Frontier Province. MMA is a conglomerate of six hardline Islamic parties which want to make Pakistan a true Islamic state and set it free from the hold of America. All the religious parties failed to grab power in National Assembly, but their strong influence can be felt along the Afghan-Pakistan border, due to which Musharraf is facing trouble. To Rafiq, a resident of Pakistan City, U.S. is anti-Islam and this conglomerate will fight against the policies of U.S.
U.S. तो चाहती नहीं है कि भाई अमेरिका जो है वो कहीं भी मुसलमान अपने तरफ ही करें या कहीं आगे बढ़ें कुछ भी करें इसलिए कि जब भी कोई बात होती तो फौरन वो इस्लाम का नाम लेकर अपना बदनाम कर देता और मारता था इससे क्या फायदा होता है ये जमात जो है इंशाल्लाह कबूल करेगी और उसका मुकाबला करेगी और
But some hold skeptical views over the future course of action of this alliance that it can change its anti-US stance and can become pro-US. MMA has increased its number of seats to 40 this time from 2 in 1997. According to Munawar Hussain, General Secretary Jamaat-e-Islami, they have been voted by the people against the US Musharraf alliance.
The Afghan policy of the present government and their attitude towards United States is against the wishes of the people of Pakistan, not only Pakistan but also of Afghanistan and the whole Ummah. So in fact now the people have given us the mandate and they have started correcting the government that they had been following a U-turn in the worst interest of Afghanistan and Pakistan. So in fact they should change their policy because we have got the mandate and the whole Afghan policy has been rejected.
With the MMA controlling the lever of power, hunting down of Taliban rebellions and Al-Qaeda's member will become difficult. Musharraf, who after an army coup had administered the country, has become popular due to his anti-corruption stance, is getting his fair image diluted because of his anti-Islam and pro-US stance. Moreover, he is under fire due to his support to a political party. The constitutional changes he made before the elections given an indication that he wants to continue to run the country under the guise of civilian rule. Akriti Sharma with Manoranjan, ANI.